Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, August 28th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for the Web from the Omni Group. Apple has further addressed the privacy concerns around Siri today after a report earlier this month highlighted the Siri grading practice. At the time, Apple suspended the program and said it would conduct a thorough internal review, and now it has released a more detailed statement on the future of Siri privacy. Apple announced today that it will be reinstating the Siri audio grading program later this fall, but with some key policy changes. Apple also apologized for how it previously handled user data. The company says it will no longer have humans analyze audio recordings from Siri interactions by default. Instead, users will have to opt in if they want Apple to use their Siri interactions to help improve the service's performance. If users do not opt in to having their audio recordings stored and reviewed, note that Apple still will save the computer-generated transcript in text form. All recordings and transcripts are anonymized as much as possible and linked to random identifiers rather than Apple IDs. One key issue with Apple's Siri grading program was that the people listening to the recordings would often hear personal details and conversations due to accidental activations. As part of the changes today, however, Apple now says that it will aim to delete any recordings that are inadvertent activations of Siri, ideally minimizing what the reviewers will hear. Apple also says that the reviewers will be full-time Apple employees rather than outsourced contractors. In the end, Apple says that audio grading will return later this fall, alongside a software update that will allow consumers to choose whether they want to opt in to the program. In other news, in a surprising move, Apple this week has released the first developer beta of iOS 13.1, despite the fact that iOS 13 is not yet publicly available. One key focus in iOS 13.1 is seemingly restoring features that were initially available in iOS 13, but removed later in the beta testing process. This includes things such as audio sharing, shortcuts automations, and the share ETA functionality in Apple Maps. So what does this release of iOS 13.1 mean for iOS 13? It's hard to know for sure, but it seems likely that Apple is planning to release iOS 13 sometime next month, as originally expected. From there, iOS 13 would be followed closely by iOS 13.1, with additional features, bug fixes, and performance improvements. Again, this is further evident by the fact that iOS 13.1 adds back those aforementioned features that were originally announced for iOS 13, but seemingly deemed by Apple's beta testing as not quite ready for prime time. Starting the beta testing process of iOS 13.1 will allow Apple to continue to test those features while also hitting its release target for iOS 13 in September. We'll drop a link to Jeff Benjamin's full hands-on video with iOS 13.1 in the show notes below. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for the Web. OmniFocus for the Web is the new browser-based companion app to the popular professional to-do list manager previously available for Mac and iOS. With OmniFocus for the Web, you can now access your to-do lists from any web browser on any operating system. That will come in handy for the many users in work environments where the Mac and iOS apps can't be installed. The new web version includes all of the core features of the OmniFocus experience and syncs with the OmniFocus apps on your Mac and iOS devices. To learn more and to try out OmniFocus for the Web today, go to omnifocus.com/9to5web or hit the link in today's show notes. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. Consumer Reports has a history of making questionable claims and recommendations when it comes to Apple products. That now extends to AirPods, as Consumer Reports has published a new comparison between the latest AirPods and Samsung's Galaxy Buds. Consumer Reports says that its sound quality testing revealed a clear winner between the two truly wireless earbud offerings, crowning the Galaxy Buds as the landslide winners. The comparison says that while AirPods do a decent job at recreating audio and movie dialogue, there are some obvious shortcomings in areas such as bass and mid-range performance. Meanwhile, the Galaxy Buds are said to pack the audio depth missing from the AirPods. On the other hand, the test praises the integration of AirPods with Apple's other devices through the H1 chip, as well as the small design of the charging case. Consumer Reports, however, takes issue with the usability of the tap controls on AirPods, as well as their integration with Android devices. Despite some of that praise, however, the AirPods didn't score well enough to earn a Consumer Reports recommendation. The Galaxy Buds earned an overall score of 86, whereas the AirPods earned just a 56. Consumer Reports does acknowledge that for many people, the AirPods might be enough, but from a sound quality standpoint, their recommendation of the Galaxy Buds still stands. Rounding out today, Apple is testing a new type of search result format for some questions in Spotlight. Spotlight search on iOS can now answer some typed-in questions with direct answers rather than a generic list of web results. The listing highlights an extracted piece of information from a website, which should hopefully answer the question originally asked. There's also a link to the source website and a button to report a concern if the result is inappropriate or inaccurate. This means that depending on the question you type into Spotlight search, you should be able to get an answer without having to jump out to any other website. For instance, in Spotlight on iOS, you can type in how many days does it take to get to the moon? And Apple will pull a relevant snippet from the web that says the trip to the moon takes just over 3 days. This new effort is an expansion of the information Apple was previously synthesizing from Wikipedia to make its info cards more knowledgeable with basic trivia facts. If the necessary information is not readily available from the knowledge database, it seems Apple is now using algorithms to crawl websites and find possible responses to the questions. These new web answers are appearing only for iOS users in the United States, but it would be a natural fit for Apple to also roll out these smarter answers to Siri to hopefully make the voice assistant more capable of answering common questions. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting today's episode. Read all of these stories and more on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.